Ich habe den Kiew, die heute zu, durch Gorgo, sie haben Jogel, der Engel, und Dillo, der Ketten, der Zutin, to go, and he decided to go to Kurs Kalan Yisrael. Sie hatte den Malach Hashem, der Erbe, so zu neun. Sie put den Malach Hashem, and Hashem, die Jutke, Gorgo. So as nine points out, that starts off in the Kiew, he said it, and it switches to Malach Hashem, to Teure, this Malach Hashem is carrying out, durch Gorgo, is Karoin Af, then it should be a Malach and a Kiv. Malach means a bit, not means a rachim. Stein used to say that a person should know that everything that happens in life is that effect of the growth for him to take advantage of the situation and to grow from. They say by Rechaim Belozhina, all the yeshivas that we have today are modeled after his yeshiva. He's the founder of the first yeshiva. He was initially involved in business. He went to one of the elites of fear. And somebody came up to him and said, Chaim, what are you doing over here? He meant to say, well, what are you selling? What are you trading? And he really came to be a chalfan, to trade, to be an exchange, money exchanger. But Chaim kept it that this is a call from Hashemayim. Hashem is saying, what are you doing here? You have better things to do with your life. And that changed his life, took it as a symbol of Shemayim. He said it really should not be just a chalfan, an exchange of one currency for the other. But exchange currency for Kedusha. Work to build up the yeshiva, and that's what he did. He wasn't involved in money exchange his whole life. But exchanging money that a person has for a few years and goes into the earth together with him. So the money that stays with the person eternally builds yeshivas, the one that works together with them, the mental savior, that eternal good. That was the problem with Bilam over here. Saran of Hashem is telling me again, my dear friend, you have your plan. Try to disconnect yourself from your plan and see if it's something good for you and good for the world. Even though there was a midas that didn't, that was around, but the Maisa, he sent the Malach Hashem of Rachman. The Malach Rachman means that something happens to us to wake ourselves up. So sometimes we have things, why is this happening? And the answer is happening to wake myself up. To get the message, use it as a physic for whatever it is. Our nobody's Hashem, our Tfila, our Stokis, whatever it is, you never know. It's never too late. A person could be 80 years old, 90 years old, and still make changes in life that can affect his eternity. Rabbi Ryan, listen to the message that Hashem sent. I got a lot of messages lately. And we spend the time saying about how bad this guy is, and how bad the other guy is, and how bad this country is, and these people are stupid, these people are smart. Then we go straight again. Because we've got all, we're worse than Bilam. We're getting all these messages, and we're saying, it's just for me to say how smart I am and how bad everybody else is. Instead of learning that, maybe I can be a little bit smart. You know, should we say to take advantage of our time that we have in this world, a special opportunity now to make a change in the history of the world? It's classic, you know, ladies Hashem, good for us and good for everybody else. Exactly what to do, everybody has to do it by himself. We don't have Naveem today. This is a Naveem.